buried under by complaints about the plowing of city streets during a 19-inch snowstorm in early December, officials in Springfield, Massachusetts, have made changes and are contemplating more. The Springfield Department of Public Works will pre-treat with snow and ice-melting chemicals additional city streets and more closely supervise the more than 100 subcontractors who make up the bulk of the city's snowplowing workforce. City councilors, meanwhile, are discussing possible changes to the on-street parking rules during snowstorms. A proposed ordinance that called for an alternate side of the street parking ban enforced by a 24-hour period was sent back to committee during Monday night's council meeting. Currently, when the city declares a snow emergency, parking is banned on the even side of the street from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and on the odd side between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. City Councilor Marcus Williams, who chairs the Maintenance and Development Committee, said the parking rules are confusing.
I think the parking ban is antiquated as it is currently, and I think there's some modifications that certainly need to be made to more, standardize the way that folks are moving their cars once the snow hits.
Williams said he wants to look at the winter parking rules in other municipalities and discuss possible changes with Springfield DPW officials before bringing a parking ban ordinance to the full council for a final vote.
My recommendation as the chair of maintenance and development would be to make sure that the city council is doing its due diligence to put the best product forward for our residents. The last thing we want to do is cause more confusion around bans and snow removal practices in the city. So a complete product takes time to create.
Following the snowstorm in early December, dozens of people showed up at a city council hearing with complaints about snow plowing in their neighborhoods. The city's 311 call center fielded 3,000 calls during the storm, about four times the typical snowstorm call volume. Mayor Dominic Sarno issued an apology and said the DPW would make operational changes. City Councilor Kateri Walsh said the council should not drag its feet in responding to the complaints.
It's my belief that you have to do something to respond to all these concerns from our constituents that were, many of the people are here tonight that were here the other night. There are serious concerns. There has to be a visible action by the city council.
Springfield's parking rules during snowstorms have not changed in decades, according to DPW Director Chris Signoli, who noted there are other municipalities that ban on-street parking entirely when it snows.
By far, the city of Springfield has the most liberal parking ban around. My preference would be is that there's no on-street parking. Do I think that that's a reality? I don't think so.
Signoli said if some technological issues can be overcome, the DPW will share online for the public to see the map used in its operations center that displays the progress of snow plowing throughout the city.
We also have some proprietary items that we have to deal with. It is not an off-the-shelf program. It is a program that's been created for us by a consultant, so we have to make sure that they're on board with it.
In addition to possible changes in the on-street parking rules, councilors next year are expected to consider a sidewalk snow removal ordinance. It could see the city, in some instances, clear sidewalks of snow and then bill the property owner for the labor. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.